Must employers provide transport for employees who work night shift? This is Stuff Employers Should Know.
Welcome to Stuff Employers Should Know, proudly brought to you by LabourNet, management's ultimate HR solution.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Barry Gordon Davis, and over there is no one. Unfortunately, both Yasser Yaslakit, Ismail, and myself are at the moment just busy dealing with some family responsibilities, and we are not in the studio together, and he's not monitoring my levels. So if this recording is not to the usual standard of quality that you expect, I do apologize for that. However, I know that Yas is going to spend some time on it in post, call it post-production, trying to really polish this turd. It's going to be a short one, but an important one. This week, we are going to be discussing night work, specifically in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. And it's a question that gets asked of us quite often, specifically where an employer requires employees to work between the hours of 6 in the afternoon or evening and 6 in the morning. Now, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act is what governs this particular working situation, and specifically Section 17 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act says that there has to be certain provisions and allowances. So let's get into the nitty-gritties of what the Act says. And just a caveat, this particular section of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act is only applicable to those that earn below the Basic Conditions of Employment Act threshold, which is amendable from time to time by the minister. So if we head to Chapter 2 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, specifically Section 17 titled as Night Work, it expressly says that employees who work at night between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. must be compensated by payment of an allowance or reduction in working hours, and transport must be available. It also then says that employees who work regularly after 11 o'clock and before 6 in the morning have to be informed of any health and safety hazards and also be informed of the right to undergo a medical examination in that regard. But I think the main questions that arise from the specific section is the compensation aspect in the form of an allowance, as well as where it says transport must be available. So firstly, starting with the compensation. Now, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act is silent when it comes to the actual quantity of payment of that allowance. So this basically means that the amount can be an agreement between the employer and the employee, or by an agreement, reduction of working hours. So this leaves us with the second aspect of the question, which is the provision or non-provision, or what are the requirements of the employer when it comes to interpreting the act saying that transport must be available. Is it a provision of transport, or is it just ensuring the availability? And quite simply, the answer is that an employer is obligated to ensure that adequate transport for employees who perform night duty is available. This is not only for night shift employees, but any employee who is required to work after 6 p.m. So in the event that transport is not available beyond this period, the employer cannot insist that such employees work during such a period unless they ensure that suitable arrangements are made. And where we get this answer, specifically with regards to the suitable arrangements or suitable transport, is by analyzing the case of TFD Network Africa Pty Limited versus Sing NO and others. And this is probably the case law that is most referred when it comes to explaining what the obligations and the requirements of an employer are. So what it specifically says is not only must an employer not have to pay for transport, okay? So that's where an allowance would come in. But where the employer doesn't have to pay expressly for the transport. The employer is obligated to ensure the availability of transport, but it doesn't just end there. Because in the case in question with TFD Network Africa, what had happened is that the employee had, despite the fact that there was actual transport available, the employee refused to work during the night shift as a result of saying that he basically said that where the transport dropped him off down in Cape Town in Mitchell's Plain, it would drop him off in the town centre, which was far from his residence, and he would then have to walk home through a dangerous crime area. So he was then subsequently terminated for gross insubordination and breach of contract. But when the matter went to CCMA as well as the Labour Court, it was confirmed that the requirement on the employer is not only to ensure that there is actual transport available, but there's an emphasis now on suitable transport. So the fact of the matter is that there is an obligation on the employer to ensure that suitable transport is provided, and that in the particular case, because of the circumstances of the applicant in that matter, it was not suitable for the employee, and therefore it warranted his refusal to work the night shift as a result. So what we learn from this is that the suitability of transport will always depend on the facts of each case in question. So the individual circumstances have to be taken into account by the employer, and the employer has to then go and analyze these in a fair manner to determine that, you know, if there is an objection to working the night shift or during the night work hours, that it is with justifiable or not with justifiable reasons before any action for the refusal could take place. So there is an onus on the employer to ensure not only the availability of transport, but the suitability. So that brings us to the end of a very short Stuff Employers Should Know, very lonely episode. Really feeling all on my own today. But as always, if you want to get in touch to comment or just to say hi, drop us an email at sesk@labournet.com or hit us up on any of the social media platforms. So from myself, without Yas, till next week's episode, hope to be back in the studio. Stay safe and cheers.
Stuff Employers Should Know was proudly brought to you by LabourNet, management's ultimate HR solution. For more episodes from Stuff Employers Should Know, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you play your favorite shows. Case law or statutes referenced in the podcast are current at the time of recording.